My most recent trip to Vietnam is the one I remember most vividly. I've been to Vietnam multiple times before, so you're probably thinking that the reason I remember the trip so clearly is because it is my most recent. Considering the last time I went to Vietnam was 4 years ago, I still remember pretty much everything I saw. Not only that, but the previous times I had been to Vietnam, I was still too young. My mind was ignorant, and I was unable to perceive or understand the things I saw. I was too focused on having fun, rather than truly experiencing the lifestyle of Vietnam. This time, however, it was different. Just after overcoming the nausea of my landing, my parents and I rushed out of the airport with our luggage. Having been stuck in an airplane for almost two entire days, I desperately needed fresh air. Outside, I rejoiced with what seemed to be like hundreds of relatives. They all worshipped me like I was some sort of god or celebrity. I could eat up all this attention for hours, but the insane humidity finally got to my head and snapped me back into reality. Having nothing but airplane food in the past 2 days, my family and the rest of my relatives embarked to a restaurant on the opposite side of town. To distract my mind from the sound of my stomach growling, I stared out the window. Driving past the slums, I witnessed the dreadful childhood my parents would tell me stories about. The accuracy of their stories completely shocked me. It was almost like I left America and traveled to a whole different world. A typical home in the slums consisted of scrap metal and leftover construction material. I watched stray dogs wander the streets and saw children wearing ragged clothing selling cans of soda. What hit me the most was the sight of a person almost my age at the time, also wearing ragged clothing, but he had his face cupped in his hands, seemingly crying on the side of the road. At the restaurant, people swarmed my family and me, desperately trying to sell lottery tickets and newspapers. Many would say that this would be no way to enjoy a vacation. However, I would disagree with that. My trip to Vietnam was probably the greatest thing I had ever done. Not only was Vietnam beautiful, but I had gotten such a great learning experience out of it. The people of Vietnam have so little, but somehow make a living. Being born in America, I was given so many opportunities that the children of Vietnam could only dream of. As much as I complained about my school and my life in general, I remember that there are so many people less fortunate than I am. My trip to Vietnam allowed me to understand this at first hand and only emphasized my belief. I believe that I should take nothing for granted and live every day to its fullest.